From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
It's 20 degrees in Lawrence, 21 in Topeka. It's 6:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies as well. Always online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Happy to have you with us this evening. Still to come, another 40 minutes of All Things Considered. In that time, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:30. At just about 6:44, we are going to visit the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita. They have an early draft of a speech written by civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., and we are celebrating today. It's not on public display, but Carla Eccles got to see it. She'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence. You are, of course, invited. We hope you can join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary events and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. It's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. 20 degrees in Lawrence, 18 in Manhattan. The time is 6:20.
We know that there will be efforts to compromise the election or to dissuade people from showing up. We cannot let that stand.
What do Democrats plan to do about it? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Alchio will get you caught up on all the news from overnight, whether it comes from around the world, around the nation, or around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Malo Angel and director Beth Lane, January 22nd at 6 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
News headlines are coming up next at 6:30.
Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Republican candidates for Kansas government have loaned their campaigns millions of dollars ahead of the August primary. Sam Zeff reports.
The Millionaire Candidate Club member who lent his campaign the most was Overland Park businessman and first-time candidate Phil Sarnecki. His report shows a $2 million loan on New Year's Eve. Former Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Scott Schwab both funneled almost $1.1 million to their campaigns. They both live in Johnson County. Former Wichita School Board member Joy Eakins loaned her campaign an even $1 million before year's end. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and former Johnson County Commission member Charlotte O'Hara made much smaller loans to their campaigns. Senate President Ty Masterson reported no loans. I'm Sam Zeff.
The state of Kansas has launched a new safety campaign for Western Kansas drivers traveling through areas with blowing dust and high winds. In 2025, a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup, killing 8 people and injuring more than 50 others. Dust storms often occur from December to April. The region's flat plains, open agricultural fields, and ongoing drought conditions create an environment where hazardous dust storms firearms can develop rapidly. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman says dust storms can turn dangerous quickly by obscuring visibility.
1 minute you're driving, the next you can't see a thing. If you see dust ahead, don't drive into it.
The campaign is reminding drivers to turn on low-beam headlights if you must drive through dust and to look for a safe place to pull completely off the roadway. The Sundance Film Festival opens this week, and one of the featured documentaries is a chronicle of the 2023 police raid on the small-town newspaper in Marion, Kansas. The documentary is called Seized, and it's about how police confiscated computers and phones in what critics worldwide called an attack on press freedom. Director Sharon Lease says the general public, and journalists in particular, saw the story as a microcosm of a broader crisis.
And things are changing out there in our world in terms of how we relate to the Constitution. And the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment have been violated.
The former police chief in Marion County was set to go on trial next month, but that has been postponed due to the documentary's release. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: lows in the teens tonight, tomorrow Tuesday, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night. For Wednesday, sunny with a high back in the mid-40s, down to around 20 for Wednesday night. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Nestled in the archives of the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita, there's an early draft of a speech written by civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The document from the 1960s is not on public display because curators are worried that exposing it to light could damage it over time. Carla Eccles got to visit the museum to take a look.
King's document has never been on display at the
kind of ideas that are brewing, right? They're not fully formed yet. He had to kind of sit on them, think about them, really decide what was going to be the most impactful, because obviously he was a great speaker. You know, his public speeches are some of the most important in American history.
But we shall overcome, and I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
I'm Carla Eccles.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, many factors that influence it, arts and culture, all of it, and its connection to public policy. You'll find more of those stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to KPR.
For the new year, Morning Edition has new questions.
Are you dressed well for this interview?
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Find out what's new tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast. Both KPR 1 and KPR 2 have Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org or via our app. We have a version for iOS and Android.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogun, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th, 7 p.m., more at Dole Institute.
Dot org. About another 10 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. If you are joining us on KPR1 stations, stick around for evening classical music. I believe it's Steve Seal tonight. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for a rebroadcast of this week's This American Life. Mostly clear skies tonight. Going to be cold, though. Lows around 15. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. It's 20 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
News headlines coming up at 7:01, then Stardate, then evening classical music. At 9 o'clock, we shift over to jazz. You can check out our website, kansaspublicradio.org, for complete program schedules. Mostly clear skies tonight and very cold, lows around 15. Tomorrow, warmer than today. Sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night. More sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. We're keeping our eye on a system that looks like it'll get here this weekend. Probably the coldest temperature of the winter are expected. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump's push for the United States to take over Greenland is escalating. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the Norwegian Prime Minister confirmed he received a message from Trump about the Nobel Prize being a factor in his approach.
On Saturday, President Trump announced new tariffs on 8 European nations, pledging to increase the rate if a deal for the U.S. to acquire Greenland is not reached. Norway's Prime Minister said in a statement that he had sent a text to Trump on behalf of himself and the president of Finland to express opposition to those tariffs. In it, he urged de-escalation and proposed a call to discuss. According to the prime minister, President Trump responded by saying that because Norway did not give him a Nobel Peace Prize, he no longer feels, quote, an obligation to think purely of peace. The Nobel Prize is awarded by an independent committee, not the Norwegian government. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Copenhagen.
A Supreme Court decision could lead to the biggest drop in black representation in Congress, NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
The Supreme Court appears inclined to further weaken the Voting Rights Act. In places where voting is racially polarized, the landmark law has helped ensure districts are drawn in a way that gives racial minority voters a chance of electing their preferred candidates. An NPR analysis has found the High Court's decision in this case could affect 15 U.S. House districts in the South that are currently represented by a black Democratic member of Congress. Republican-led states may decide to keep some of these districts for partisan reasons, but losing a handful of those districts could fuel the largest ever drop in the number of black representatives in Congress. For a century after the Civil War, that figure stayed in the single digits or at zero. But since the Voting Rights Act became law, the number's grown to 63 black represented districts today. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
Israel has launched a new military raid on the occupied West Bank. The military says it's seizing weapons in the region's largest Palestinian city, Nuha Musla reports.
The military raid is in the city of Hebron. The Israeli military says it is dismantling, quote, terror infrastructure and seizing weapons. It says the raid will last several days, and it warned explosions may be heard in the area. This military raid is taking place in an area where there have been days of shooting in a local dispute among members of a Palestinian family. in an area under Israeli security control. Zlicha Mohtaseb, a resident of the area, told NPR she has heard the sounds of shooting and explosions. She says Israeli forces have imposed a curfew and closed off all entrances to Hebron. This comes amid a recent escalation of violence in Palestinian areas involving Israeli settlers and soldiers. For NPR News, I'm Noha Musleh in Ramallah, the West Bank.
President Trump is demanding a 10% cap on credit card interest rates by tomorrow. The White House has not detailed consequences for noncompliance. This is NPR News from Washington.
Stardate January 19th. For a while now, astronomers have suspected that Betelgeuse has a companion, and they might have found it. If it really exists, though, it won't be around for long. Betelgeuse is a supergiant. It's about 15 times as massive as the Sun, hundreds of times wider than the Sun, and tens of thousands of times brighter. There's a wobble in the star's light that lasts about 6 years, possibly caused by the gravity of a smaller companion star. A team looked for the companion in 2020 and 2024. The team stacked thousands of short exposure images together, producing a sharp view of the system. The researchers didn't see anything in 2020, but they hadn't expected to. The two stars were predicted to be too close together to tell them apart. But the team did see the companion in 2024, when the stars were farther apart. If the star really exists, it would be a little bigger and heavier than the Sun. But it's so close to Betelgeuse that it's enveloped in the supergiant's outer atmosphere. That's pulling the star closer in. Eventually, it should get so close that the gravity of Betelgeuse will rip it apart. And even if that doesn't happen, before long, Betelgeuse will explode as a supernova. Bad news for both stars. Betelgeuse is the bright orange shoulder of Orion the Hunter. It's a third of the way up in the east-southeast at nightfall, to the left of Orion's belt. More about Orion tomorrow. And we have more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Good evening. Here we are, mid-January 19th here on this Monday night. Steve Seal with you with Mozart on the way. Alfred Brendel, late great, in one of his Mozart recordings in about 20 minutes. Ravel later on, and hear from Fanny Mendelssohn. This overture played by the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta. an overture by Fanny Mendelssohn. Very accomplished sister of Felix, and a fine composer in her own right. And the Women's Philharmonic was led there by Joanne Folletta. Our music tonight is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. It's a rondo for horn and piano by Nicholas von Kruft with Ben Goldscheider playing the horn.
Thank you.
little virtuoso showpiece there by Nicholas von Kruft. A rondo a la polacca for horn. Ben Goldscheider was soloist there with Daniel Hill piano.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast.
It's 21 and fair.
Wind is from the north. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper teens. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 40s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 20s. Wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 21 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Try as we might, we can't really change how things shake out over the course of history. Events happen, circumstances unspool in a certain way, and in hindsight, we then look back at them and sum them up. In classical music, Haydn, for example, might not have liked the notion that his Symphony No. 82, for example, would come to be known as The Bear. But, you know, that's the nickname it got, and now that's what it is. So, when a certain cinematic love story used Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 as its theme in the 1960s, everybody started referring to this work by the name of the movie, Elvira Madigan. Might seem silly to us that, to name a 200-year-old Mozart work after a romantic film, but here we are. And you often hear his 21st piano concerto called the Elvira Madigan Concerto. And here's the late Alfred Brendel as soloist.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Alfred Brendel, the late great, at the piano there. Evan Mariner conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in the Piano Concerto No. 21 by Mozart. Menuet Antique by Ravel. Thank you. Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra with the Minuet Antique by Ravel.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 20 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight clear with a low in the upper teens. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the upper 40s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the low 20s. Wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 20 and fair. That's KPR weather.
There's a pretty big name in classical guitar in the 20th century, now the 21st. It's a family name, and it is Romero. Brothers Pepe and Angel Romero, probably the two big stars from the family, who have made just seemingly countless acclaimed recordings on their own and together. And now there's a third generation, their sons. But who was the patriarch? The man where it all began. Celedonio Romero was his name, and his sons and grandsons have carried that tradition forward. Well, coming up, a composition by the great player Celedonio Romero, played by his son, Angel. Coming up.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to Harp Night. It's the third night of the Sunflower Music Festival 2025 in Topeka, Kansas, with seven pieces that feature the Sunflower Festival harpist, Rita Costanzi, who comes here each summer from New York City. Some real classics are coming up, like The Swan from Carnival of the Animals, and Ravel's Introduction and Allegro. But first off, here's violist Jonathan Mershall with harpist Rita Costanzi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Five Old French Dances by Maran Marais, with Sunflower Music Festival musicians Jonathan Marshall, viola, and harpist Rita Costanzi. Now bassoonist Joseph Merchant is on stage with Rita Costanzi for a Donizetti aria and then a sonatine by Joseph Laubert. Thank you. One Furtive Tear, Una Furtiva Lagrima, by Donizetti, arranged for bassoon and harp, and then the Sonatine by Joseph Laubert, the plaintive voicing of the bassoon, provided by Joseph Merchant, with harpist Rita Costanzi. The next two selections feature oboe and harp together. Two Swans by Saint-Saëns and then Villa-Lobos. The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals and then Black Swan by Heitor Villa-Lobos. The oboist was Alex Klein, a longtime member and co-founder of the Sunflower Music Festival, which is a week plus free classical and jazz concerts held each summer here at Washburn University in White Concert Hall. Alex Klein and Rita Costanzi have made a beautiful album together called Amoroso, available on your favorite streaming platforms or in the lobby at future Sunflower Music Concerts. Let's listen now for the only true harp solo piece on tonight's program. It's Rita Costanzi, harpist and poet, for some lines she was inspired to write to accompany this piece, which is Franz Liszt's Un Sospiro, or A Sigh, arranged for harp by Renier.
My harp is my heart. My heart is my harp. I play as I pray. I pray as I play. It is who I am. It is all I have and all I have ever known. It cries as I cry. It storms as I storm. It paints the rainbow bridge to the other realm as colored light rays through the open wound, healing hearts, soothing souls, transforming through ancient mystery and immeasurable love. Un sospiro.
Poetry and Harp Playing by Rita Costanzi. That was Un Sospiro, a sigh by Liszt, arranged for harp by Henriette Renier. Now the stage here in White Concert Hall is set for two violins, viola, cello, flute, clarinet, and harp for tonight's concluding piece. The Introduction in Allegro by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
With a string quartet of Jesse Thompson, Marianne Mum, Jonathan Marshall, and Claudio Jaffe, flutist Barbara O'Brien, clarinetist Hank Landrum, and harpist Rita Costanzi. With a swift and passionate introduction and allegro by Maurice Ravel. And that concludes the third night of music in the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, on a beautiful early summer evening in White Concert Hall. Rita Costanzi comes back to Topeka every summer to play chamber music and orchestral music with the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra musicians. You can learn more about this yearly free buffet of music online at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Chuck Smith, one of KPR's recording engineers, recorded this harp night for Classics Live, so we can share it with you and a wider audience. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. I'm your Classics Live producer, Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. oboist Alex Klein and harpist Rita Costanzi from their 2022 album Amoroso, The Meditation from Thais by Jules Massenet, available on Navona Recordings, number 6477. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka. Offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. A group of U.S. Catholic leaders is denouncing foreign policy moves by the Trump administration. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
U.S. cardinals from Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Newark write in a statement that the building of sustainable peace is, quote, being reduced to partisan categories that encourage polarization and destructive policies. The statement points to U.S. actions related to Venezuela, Ukraine, and Greenland. Cardinal Šupić of Chicago writes that, quote, as pastors entrusted with the teaching of our people, we cannot stand by while decisions are made that condemn millions to lives trapped permanently at the edge of existence. The statement comes as Pope Leo recently put forth a Vatican foreign policy agenda calling for just and sustainable relations among nations. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
CBS News has now aired a 60-minute segment that its new editor-in-chief pulled from the program last month. It focuses on allegations of mistreatment of Venezuelan migrants sent by the Trump administration to a Salvadoran prison. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
CBS editor-in-chief Barry Weiss told 60 Minutes the day before that segment was to air that she wanted its journalists to get a White House official to answer questions on tape. Despite the intervening month, no administration official sat for an interview. Sunday's resulting report closely tracked a leak of the December version that was mistakenly distributed through a Canadian streaming service. The new segment reflects more written comment from the administration. Sunday's episode also includes a segment about confrontations between ICE agents and protesters in Minneapolis over deportations. It includes interviews with the city's police chief, who was critical of ICE, and with the agency official who oversees deportations. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Hundreds of millions of people are consulting ChatGPT for advice on health, according to the app's maker, OpenAI. NPR's Acadia Riddle reports.
There's a lot of things to worry about when it comes to AI and medicine, privacy, accuracy, misinformation. But there's also a lot to be optimistic about, says Dr. Robert Watcher at the University of California, San Francisco. Like that AI can quickly read lengthy patient history.
So the idea that in the 2 minutes I have before I see you, I'm going to read 600 pages and not miss anything is ludicrous. And so part of the reason I'm now pretty optimistic about AI in healthcare is the problems we're trying to solve are absolutely unsolvable if all we can count on is humans.
OpenAI has just released a new platform specifically for health and wellness called ChatGPT Health. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Hackers disrupted Iranian state TV to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince. The video urged security forces not to target civilians. A crackdown on anti-government protesters has killed at least 4,000 people in Iran, according to human rights observers. This is NPR News from Washington. Faith leaders in Minnesota are calling for worshippers' rights to be protected after anti-immigration enforcement protesters disrupted a service yesterday at a Southern Baptist church in St. Paul. The Justice Department says it opened a civil rights investigation after a group of about 36 protesters walked into the church during the service, loudly chanting. The Kremlin says President Trump will go down in the history books if he manages to secure U.S. control over Greenland. The comments come as the White House continues its push to annex the territory, despite the island belonging to Denmark, a NATO ally. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says he isn't weighing in on whether a possible U.S. annexation
annexation of Greenland would be good, bad, or even legal. Instead, Peskov says he's merely acknowledging that President Trump's actions would be historic and written about for years to come. Trump has justified his intentions on Greenland as necessary to protect U.S. security interests in the Arctic from rival powers, including Russia. Yet many Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin and members of the Security Council, have suggested Trump's claims on Greenland are historically justified. And what observers say is tacit Russian support for a move all but sure to provoke a crisis in the transatlantic alliance. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
New U.S. dietary guidelines give a big boost to protein, advising Americans to eat protein foods at every meal, up to double the previous recommendation. Nutrition experts are questioning the push, saying most Americans already consume more protein than they need. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BritBox, dedicated to offering viewers the opportunity to see it differently with British TV. Streaming original series, Jane Austen dramas, Agatha Christie mysteries, and more at BritBox.com.
trumpeter Joe Magnarelli here on Kansas Public Radio. His brand new album opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR, the album called Decidedly So, and that piece called Good Health. Good Health. Joe Magnarelli, trumpet, Steve Davis, trombone with Jeremy Manasseh, piano, Clovis Nicholas, and Rodney Green, bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and we'll be honoring Dr. King this hour with music written in honor of Dr. King and performed by Harold Mayburn and also a powerful Max Roach recording. Those are on the way this hour. There'll be more in honor of Dr. King in the 10 o'clock hour as well. In a bit, we'll hear Horace Silver from his album The Jody Grind, 1966, in a tune called Mexican Hip Dance. But before we get there, we're going to hear vibraphonist Mark Sherman from his new album, Bop Contest, and a Cedar Walton tune called Martha's Prize. Thank you.
Thank you.